Alright, we had to restart everything. This is Ruthless Ed Talk. I got Jim Garrett. He's the owner of what?
Revive Physical Therapy.
Revive Physical Therapy.
Yes.
Hopefully everything works this time, man.
Yes.
And that was my bad on that. We had a good conversation about Jesus and everything, and you know, the devil got mad at us and took everything out.
Shut the system down.
Man, shut us down, dude. Yeah. But it's okay.
It's all good.
You know what? I talk about Jesus even if he don't like it.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
That's right.
But so how's work and everything going?
It's going good, man. Just getting started. We've been open to about 2 months now.
Okay.
And I have shared the building with Revive Family Medical. And, dude, you know, business is really has picked up faster than I thought.
Yeah.
You know, but been doing it for 15 years. Been in the Golden Triangle area pretty much for 15 years, you know, Starville for 3, and then Columbus doing home health therapy for 12 years. So I've probably seen most everyone's grandma or mom and dad or something at some point, you know.
And y'all take insurance and everything.
Man, yeah. So pretty much almost any insurance that's offered in Mississippi, even outside. So pretty much any Blue Cross Blue Shield
of any
state will take Humana.
Really? We'll
take. Yep, take Medicare, take Molina, the railroad. We'll take, Aetna, TRICARE. Pretty much, I mean, you name it. If you can get it, we
yeah.
And it, hey, look, if I'm not credentialed in it, I will get credentialed in it. So, so I'm not turning anybody away. So, man, I'm here to help as many people as I can.
We had a good conversation going on.
It was good, man. It was good. Yeah.
But I was talking about Big Worm. I was wanting to see how he'd come on and everything.
Right. I absolutely think Big Worm would come on. He would love that. Yeah. Awesome dude. Awesome dude.
Because of how he was preaching and everything, you know.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, he has a rough past, like you were saying. He's been through it.
Mm-hmm.
He's completely turned his life around. And we were talking, I'm not positive. But I think he's only been a new Christian for just a little over a year. I'm gonna say year and a half tops.
Yeah.
And in that year and a half, he's done more for this, really for a tri-county area. I mean, he goes to over in Alabama and Millport and Vernon. I mean, he goes to all kinds of gatherings, preaching, goes to has the jail ministry. Dude has done more in a year and a half than most preachers do in 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he is awesome. He is on fire for God. There's no doubt about it. He's just the nicest dude.
So like I was talking earlier, you got your boy working out.
Yeah. So, you know, we do a lot of maintenance because he pitches. We do a lot of maintenance, arm care stuff.
Yeah.
But we're also doing some hip strengthening, lower extremity strengthening, a lot of rotational stuff for hitting. And then I have a game ready, which is ice and compression at the same time.
Huh.
A lot of colleges use them. You know, recovery, it boosts recovery like crazy.
Do you use that, Daniel?
We usually just, well, depending on what we would use ice. I mean.
This is fairly new. It's super expensive. Super expensive.
Yeah, I'm about stretched out to the limit right there.
Yeah.
You miss a lot of her?
I'm trying not to. Try not to mess up too bad on here now, man. Because we got to talking about Jesus and the whole thing shut down. I think it might have been what it was.
I sounded like an 80-year-old smoker when he replayed it.
Yeah, oh, dude, it was bad. All right.
Oh, when we played football.
Yeah, it was
horrible. It was pretty bad.
And I've never had that problem. We've never had that problem when we were recording this and everything.
No, it's,
Man, when you start talking about God and getting saved, and I'm telling you, the devil.
I've seen it happen a lot.
Oh,
actually,
it happens in church all the time.
Yeah, it's all your stuff will just shut down, and it's just doing everything they can to keep that word from coming out. You know?
We'll be playing in worship, and stuff goes haywire. Lights will start going crazy.
Really?
Yeah, guitars cutting in and out. You know,
a lot of people don't believe that that there are things out there that's not just flesh and blood
it's
that are after
demonic.
You.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a spiritual realm. Yeah. There's a spiritual realm.
We don't fight against things in flesh and blood.
No, it says that, you know, there was a prayer in the Bible. I want to say it was Daniel, and don't hold me to this, but he prayed a prayer, and the angel was bringing him the message. And he got caught up in the heavenlies fighting demons
and
had to call on Michael, the angel of war, to come help him, you know, so that he could get away from them so he could bring the message.
Oh, yeah.
And it took, I want to say that was the 21 days that it took him to bring it. And that's why they do that fast, the 21-day
fast. Yeah, I hate for some of y'all, we had a great conversation going on, man.
It was good, man.
Vaccine and everything. Yeah. We just got lost in conversation.
Healthcare and all kinds of stuff. Yeah.
So,
But it was good. I mean, look, talking about business, though, you know, I share the clinic, like I said, with a nurse practitioner.
And it's called Revive.
Revive Physical Therapy is mine, and Revive Family Medical is his.
Yeah, okay.
And he has been practicing medicine longer than I've been practicing therapy.
Yeah.
But he's done ER. He's done emergency medicine. He has emergency, even before he practiced medicine, he was an EMT, or not an EMT, first responder and a fireman. So I mean, he has a lot of experience in trauma and things like that. So
yeah.
awesome nurse practitioner. If anybody's looking, you know, for a new primary care provider,
some of them are like just wanted there for a paycheck.
Yeah,
you know,
so you can tell when people actually spend time and listen to you.
Yeah,
talk to you about your problems.
They actually care.
I hate it
whenever a doctor comes in there and it won't even let you talk. And he's telling you what's wrong with you. And like, how do you know what's wrong with me? I didn't even talk to you yet.
Had a list of questions to ask him.
I have a doctor.
I think the person that knows your body the most is you.
Yeah.
Sure. I mean, it's never not going to be like that.
I had a doctor one time come in and was like, you know, asked a question. That's how he was. Blah-blah-blah-blah. And I was like, well, and he's like, blah, blah, blah. He went straight to the next. I'm like,
yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. I was like trying to answer him. And before I even get any words out, he's asking another question.
Yeah, like, well, that's like you with your stuff, man. Every time you go to the doctor, you tell them exactly what needs to happen. And they take, you know, hours and hours and hours, and they still come up to the same conclusion.
Actually, it was that doctor.
Yeah.
And it still ends up coming to the same conclusion that you were right to begin with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you just wasted all that time.
To stay on that same topic, our clinic is both of us have the same idea. That's how we got to start. We don't. He doesn't own my clinic. I don't own his. We're not partners. We just share the same mindset and share a building.
And you do payment plans.
We take any kind of insurance. Also, if you don't have insurance, we'll figure something out.
Y'all take Bitcoin.
No, not at the moment.
Might as well.
We might can figure out something. So. My thing is,
I get a whole one. Here you go. Here's a whole Bitcoin.
I seen this guy. Look, this
may
old
come
guy.
To the point where we trade chickens and eggs and cattle or something. You know, so.
The way things are going.
I seen this guy. He this old guy. He had his found like 11 original Bitcoins in some old clothes of his from like 2013.
Wow.
And
but I thought that's all electronic.
It's supposed to be electronic.
Well, back then you can get certificates and stuff for it.
Oh, I got you.
And like, well, the same thing as the old paper stocks. That those, if you had some from 100 years ago, they're worth millions now. And the guy didn't even. He thought he was only like $100,000 worth of stuff, and he's like a multi-billionaire now.
Wow. He didn't stop. But you know, getting back to the clinic, Alex and I both said same thing. We want to spend time with our patient.
Yeah.
So if you come see me, you're going to be the only person in there seeing me.
Yeah.
I'm not going to have 3-4 different patients treating at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to get one-on-one treatment for 45 minutes up to an hour, you know, depending on what's going on and what your insurance, of course, will pay for. So, man, we just care about the people. We're not trying to get rich. We're just trying to make a living.
He's talking about your boy. He's going to prospect.
Oh, that's gonna be I'm excited about that. I'm hoping they let me stay and watch all the kids.
Is that like them wanting to look at the future kids?
Right.
That's what that is.
Right.
Do you get an invitation or y'all sign?
No. I mean, you can sign up for it.
Really?
I think they time you. You know, check. You know, if you're gonna go to pitch, you know, they're gonna give you pointers on things to work on, but also they're looking at, you know, what you can do.
They got an outfielder thing out there?
Yeah.
Really?
All positions. Huh. Hitting. Yep.
They probably send him out. Send him away out there.
Yeah.
I went to a camp
you
one time
probably,
for football.
You can probably sign up for it now.
Really?
I mean, he's probably still good.
How much it cost?
I think it's $150 for all positions.
Woo.
But you're there from, I don't know, like 4 or 5 hours.
Getting eyeballs.
Getting eyeballs on
you. That's what it is.
I just sent him to Gatlinburg. I don't know.
Right, I understand.
You know what I mean? He's with the church right now, in Gatlinburg. So
the way I justified this was that we're playing with a team that it's not going to cost us to play with this year.
Yeah.
So
who y'all playing with?
We're going to play with Chaos.
Chaos. That's right.
We picked up some more guys, and yeah, we look pretty good.
It'll
be for the summer. Yeah. It'll be.
What was that?
That was me. My bad. I kicked that thing on the chair again. I hope I don't go flying.
Yeah, he went, bam. We was talking about Jesus, and bam. I'm like, man.
Kicked that release. I kicked that release. Yeah, yeah, they jumped back on me.
Like, dude, that devil does not want us talking about Jesus at all.
No.
You know?
See, he's not worried about the lost. He's worried about the people on the fence and the people that are saved.
We've been talking about it here lately. I don't know if you – it seems like to us that – that God's very close to us right now. Like, you know, that the veil almost is gone to the, you know, between the other side and us. It's just, I think there's just so many big things happening in the world right now.
I studied some about end time prophecy, and I listened to a lot of preachers preach about it. My thing is, if you went back 100 years from now, people were still saying, Christ is coming this place. Yeah. It's crazy, man. You know, people are buck wild. You know, we're fighting. Say, back in cowboy era, there was not much law. You know, people are crazy. They're killing each other. They're gambling, and you got hookers everywhere, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just, the world has been crazy ever since the beginning of time. Mm-hmm. You know, once sin entered the world, it was there.
Yeah.
So, I mean, Adam and Eve started that snowball effect, and
it's been downhill ever since.
Even Sodom and Gomorrah, I mean, if you really read in the Bible, man, those people were
they were
terrible.
There's a reason why they were erased.
That's right. Well, that's the reason they call.
But they couldn't find any Sodom. Righteous.
Yeah, yeah.
They couldn't find any righteous there either, could they?
No.
Was it Lot? Was it? Yeah, even his wife family. Turned back. She got turned
pillar salt.
That's right.
Yeah.
My thing is, In my head, the way things have developed over the past few years, 20 years, 30, I'm 40, I'll be 45 this year. Say, just in 40 years, the way the world has changed.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it seems like it's accelerating now.
That's what I'm saying. It's super fast.
I think.
Like preachers that studied prophecy back in the 70s and 80s, they said, we quit. We're not even looking at prophecy. We're just sitting here waiting for that trumpet to blow. Because it's just wild.
I think we're close to it, honestly.
Absolutely.
You can say that.
He can come anytime.
But you can say,
it could be 100 years from now.
God may say that he's proud of us. Have you ever listened to Kim Clement's prophecies? You need to go listen to him.
Okay.
He said, it's a whole Trump prophecy about him being president.
He's not lying.
And how this country.
He died before Trump was even president.
Yeah, and he prophesied that.
Every one of his prophecies have come true, just about, and the ones that haven't just haven't done it yet.
He said,
what's his name?
Kim Clement.
Okay.
You believe in prophecy still today?
Absolutely. I don't.
He's a modern day prophecy. I don't think he's dead. I think he's hidden. Like, Ezekiel? Was it Ezekiel?
No, you're talking about Elijah.
Elijah. How they, you know, during the wars and everything. I think he may have been maybe hiding like them. I mean, he may be, but he did. He prophesied he wouldn't see it, so he probably did pass away. But he said that his man is not the days of Obama, but it's my next one, my David, after Obama. And Obama was, you know, the president at the time. It was the president at the time. It's my next one, my David.
Yeah.
He will have no fear. He will be a man of choice words. He'll make decisions. Very decisive, you know, decision-wise.
Yeah.
You know, choice words. I mean, Trump has very choice words. Yeah.
He had some prophecies, too, about right now what's going on. Talking about how we'd have two presidents.
Yeah, he said we'll have two presidents, how we have two presidents.
Yeah.
And
I heard about a preacher that said something similar to that, too.
Yeah.
That he had a dream that there would be two.
And that the plan.
There would be a fight. And a lot of chaos and stuff. So,
but he said the plan is so brilliant, and he will take a simple stone, and they will laugh at him. But the plan is so brilliant that it be no choice but by me. Giving
glory to him.
Yeah. And man, it's just like, it gives me chills thinking about the dude, man. He's like awesome.
Well, I'll tell you, we're definitely close. And if you're not saved or spending some time reading.
Well, he also said, my fury is ended. I'm proud of our country, proud of this country. But we made our choice. Yeah, they took our voice away.
Yeah.
I mean, let's just be real about it,
Yeah.
And they took our voice away.
Yeah, but it also says in the Bible that God raises up and takes down kings. So it's all for a reason. You know what I mean? It happens for a reason.
And when God shows up and shows out, he shows up and shows out. Yeah. He don't just take over one. He does a worldwide thing.
Right.
But you need to go listen to him, man. He has some he said Trump shall be a trumpet.
See, we've been talking about it. I personally think that we're about to enter into the 1,000 years of Jesus reigning in earth. I think he's going to reign in our hearts on earth.
Well, I don't know. He'll actually reign. He'll come down and it'll be a 1,000-year millennial reign
where he's ruling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to tell you, though, during the tribulation period, that 7 years, I'm not planning on being here.
Yeah, me neither.
I'm planning on being raptured. Some people don't believe in that rapture.
But it bothers me, too. Yeah. Like, people make Jesus out to be this hippie, peace and love, man, And he's not. He's flipped tables.
He's a man's man for real.
Yeah, you got to think about it. When he went into the temple and started flipping tables, he made that whip himself.
Yeah.
He handmade it. So and it didn't just take 30 minutes. He had to sit there and braid it, and he was thinking about it the whole time. I'm about to come up in here and show him what's up.
Well, I really think he was definitely compassionate. I think he was all of everything. I definitely think that he was compassionate.
Well, he was human.
He didn't want to. Sure. Well, but he was God.
Yeah, but he was God. But
yeah, he had all the temptation of a man, but he never failed.
Yeah.
Look, you think about this. The beating that he took and then carrying that cross.
He should have been dead after the beating.
The beating should have killed him.
Right? Yeah, they with him. What, the
said he was past, unrecognizable even by his mother.
Yeah,
they whipped him past where he was even supposed to do that. They only had so many times you can hit somebody that they are allowed to hit them.
Right,
and they went above that, and then made him carry the cross all the way up.
Man,
like just could you I mean, imagine down the
that
street?
Could be, that's like the most torture out of anything we could ever think of.
Yeah,
and he died for us.
That wasn't even the worst part.
And he really didn't die. He gave himself up.
Yeah,
because he could have stopped.
Oh yeah,
at any time. So
the worst part was God turned his back on him. When he says, "God, why have you forsaken me?" He had to because he took on that sin. And God can't imagine.
That was that only part. I think that was the only point of the temptation portion of it, the pain, the actual pain, the sin that he was feeling, and all that.
Well, I'm just saying. I mean, just saying, if the word was Jesus, and Jesus was the word was with God in the beginning.
Right.
Jesus was with him the entire time. He never knew that separation. He's never been separated from his Father ever until that one moment in time where he took all the sin upon the earth.
Here's my thing about that. As a dad, looking at your son getting beat. And just how could you watch that? So he had to turn around and not watch it. You know what I mean?
But knowing it had to happen.
Yeah, knowing it had to happen. But he, if I'd have sit there and watched, I'm like, no. If it'd been my kid, no, this ain't happening.
That's like the main reason why I even believe. Because it's the only religion in the whole world where the God comes down and gives himself for us to have salvation. Everybody else, every other religion, you have to do something yourself.
I can tell you this. Every other religion, you can go find whoever it was the religion was about. You can go find their grave and dig up their bones.
Yeah,
you can't find Jesus' bones.
Do you know even Buddha talked about Jesus? And he said there's one after me that's holy that's going to come.
Really, I didn't know.
Even in the Quran, they talk about Jesus more than they talk about Muhammad.
Right.
I mean, it's just...
He is mentioned in the Quran. I have never read it, but I've heard a lot of people talk
that if you're
trying to convert a Muslim to really talk more about Jesus than God, it'll really get their attention, so...
I'm going to change the subject real quick.
You're talking about Big Worm, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. You need to check him out.
I need to have him on here.
And also,
I want to have him on here.
Derek McBride, he's the preacher at Revive. that used to be Zion.
See if he wants to come on sometime.
Man, he has been through, you know, rough life too. You know, growing up single mom, you know, rough area in Louisiana. You know, baseball was his way out of that area. Yeah. So, you know, he's been through some stuff. He'll give his testimony.
Who did he play for?
Is it ELSU or LSUE? Eunice? LSU? Eunice?
Man, I don't know.
But, yeah, so, I mean, but he had a lot of records, you know, in school ball. And that's what kind of pushed him to want to get better, want to break another record, break another record. So
he never got to drafted.
No. He started working oil rigs and making big money, and he kind of got pulled in that. They made some crazy money out there.
So the Lord had different plans for him.
Yeah. That's what he said. Yeah. He said, "Man, I never would have thought I'd be preaching."
You know, it bothers me sometimes. Like some people don't want to, I guess, hear the word or hear about Jesus. What bothers me the most, people don't want to talk about it. Just like put their head down.
Yeah, they just, when you start talking, they'll turn their heads or something.
Like,
then
walk
away. Then you got to make a decision.
Well, I mean, we talk about it at work all the time. We're not scared to talk about Jesus.
No, but I mean, that person, you know, so I know when I wasn't living like I was supposed to, you start talking about Jesus. And man, I mean, all of a sudden, I don't want to talk about it because I knew what I'd been doing. You know, I didn't want to start talking about Jesus because, man, the fear of judgment. But if you really study the Bible, and you see the love of God as a father figure, that because He is your Father, He is your heavenly Father. If you see the love that He has, unconditional love that He has. Dude, it'll blow your mind, especially me. I mean, I've got kids now.
Yeah.
So that really...
You'll never not love your kid.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, some people do, but...
I'm talking about a real loving somebody father. That wanted a
cat.
Well, you got to go into it realizing that you're never going to be good enough.
You know, nobody is.
You're never going to be good enough.
Right.
You know, a lot of people are like, you know, I got to get myself better before I start doing that.
No.
It's not how it works.
Or I want to have more fun. Yeah.
Hey, I'm gonna tell you what that more fun will get you.
Get you dead.
It will. You'll wind up dying before the day break.
Yeah. I spent years just running from it.
Yep.
Yeah.
And
you said, "Well, I've got time. I'm gonna play. I've got time to get saved later on."
Oh yeah. Sure. You can ask him. I've been knocked all the way to the bottom, and
divorced and everything. He's single now, but.
Yeah.
What that did, though, I mean, it took all my excuses away.
That's right.
Hey, it took
single
all my
and ready to mingle, bro.
It took all my excuses away, though. I kept making excuses, you know. Sure. Got to do this. Now it's like, hey, God.
Maybe he's trying to get your attention.
Yeah.
Only
thing I can do right now is.
He's got my attention that way, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. So when you try to control it yourself, like going through this business change, it's a leap of faith.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I step out. You know, people are like, "You're crazy, man." This.
Hey, we've been talked about already.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they look at it and they go, "Man, you're crazy trying to start a business right now. The economy's trash." And I'm like, "If I don't try to start a business right now, who's to say my job? Maybe I'm just a number in this big company I work for, and they just put me out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm getting older. They could hire a new guy younger than me that's going to last longer than I would.
And like you was talking about earlier, if you don't do it now.
Pay them a little less, you know.
If you don't do it now, when will you ever do it?
When will I do it? Yeah. How will I know that if I could do it?
Yeah.
But I will tell you this. So far, it's all been God.
Yeah.
So when I stepped out, I was like, I prayed about it. Here you do. When you have a house,
kids, and two cars.
And a kid, three kids.
You got everything to lose.
Yeah, all
a wife.
Kinds of stuff. Yeah, And so you step out and you go, "I'm a provider for these. You know, I got to make sure they eat. I got to make sure they have clothes. You know." So it was all faith. I prayed about it.
Yeah.
I felt pushed. And every time I talked about, "Hey, you know, what's the next step? I need to find some people that are going to give me referrals." Man, just like that. Doctors, you know, I called doctors.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I'll send you patients. You know,
look, that's what's
going on. Give me one second. I'm going to check on everything
real
quick.
Sure.
All right, we're back for me. I just had to check our recordings and everything, you know, because, man, well, it was rough a while ago.
Yeah, we were getting attacked.
Man, I was like, no, we was talking about the business. We was talking about the vaccines, which are just trash.
Yeah. Old demons stepped in and shut some stuff
up. What we was talking about earlier, you need to go check out our last podcast.
Okay.
I'm going to send you a link and you share everything.
Okay, yeah.
Share this one, man. We just want people to know from Columbus, from the Golden Triangle area, if they got something to say,
yeah,
come on here and say it,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, we'll talk about
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, sure. anything, like the yeah. mayor, anything that needs to be done.
Dude, there's a lot of good that goes on in Columbus that doesn't...
It doesn't get talked about.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of churches are still doing... You know, we were talking about churches in that first round. I don't know if we got back to it, but, you know... Church to some, it's just a social gathering. Like you said, it's just a place to be seen. You know,
it's a badge.
I'm not gonna say one church's name, but it's like
you see their sticker. You see a sticker on everybody's cars, and
you may see a sticker of our church on my car.
No. But this is different. This is different.
I understand, but I may say
they accept. You know,
but I'll tell you this.
There are a few things.
Yeah, that's absolutely. So there are people that go for the wrong reasons. But there are people that go expecting a movement of God when they go.
Yeah.
And that's when you get it. That's when you receive it. We were talked about that at church this past Sunday.
Hmm.
And if you just show up to church, you know, well, I prayed, well, I... And you don't come with an open heart and actually seeking God
to give you
an answer for something, you're not going to receive
praying,
it.
You I've been praying fields, about this, man. Like, yeah. I don't know how far we're going to go with this.
We don't know where it's going.
No. Hmm. We just started doing it. Like... 5 years ago, we talked about it, and I was like, I don't even know how to start. Well,
right.
You know, you I guess a couple months ago.
Show them the mic we started out with.
That's it right there.
Just one, huh?
Just one little one.
Everybody lean in close.
Yeah.
And
spread the love.
But I deleted all that, and I was like, well, let's restart. And I sold all, I had some Bitcoin and stuff like that, and I sold it all. And I'm like, I'm going to buy the stuff I need.
Sure, yeah.
And then... Here we are now with the, all this equipment and everything. Yeah. And I'm just, you know, we have some days, some weeks we have better. Some weeks we have like 10 listeners. Some weeks we have 60-something listeners. You know, it's just, and then maybe it goes on further than that. But we want to make it a Columbus podcast. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Everybody. I really, like I was telling you, I really would want Big Worm to come on here because I want to hear his testimony.
Dude, I believe he will come on. Absolutely. Yeah. I put a bug in his ear. He actually came by the clinic today. We bought some ads for the Mississippi State Review. I know y'all. I know you're an Alabama fan. I don't know about you.
Yeah, man.
I'm a State fan. Oh yeah. So I was sick the other night, dude.
I didn't even talk to him. I knew not to.
Call. He'd be mad. but Mississippi
but it's
State
not important to me though. Don't get me wrong. It used to be important, but that stuff.
Well,
right
it's
now,
it's just fun.
Look, we've taken our eyes off that stuff. It's not really a big thing for us.
Not die hard. You're not going to lay your life down for it.
No,
but it's fun to do.
It's still entertainment, though. We've got a lot more pressing issues right now.
Sure.
Yeah.
But hey, look, if we can't laugh and enjoy a little bit, sometimes they'll poke or prod on somebody and make them feel
it. I'll start flipping tables like Jesus up in here.
But Big Worm, dude.
I'd be glad our people got hurt. That's all I was saying. Y'all beat a bunch of freshmen, and everybody got hurt.
Oh, look, here it goes. You know, I got started.
You
got to be careful. Shh.
They were tough. I will tell you this. I'll be honest with you. So, I think if you took best of five, it would be close. Alabama 1 week. Georgia has strong defense.
They did what they were supposed to do.
That's right.
They played They played a three something five the whole game, but they were posing like they were running a four.
If you're gonna watch a championship game though,
yeah,
that's what you want to watch.
1 point game the whole game.
You don't want to watch a blowout in the first quarter. You know what I mean?
You want to be
the two best teams.
That's it. Absolutely, and either one of them could have won at any moment.
Yep.
Yeah. I really do, and I enjoyed the game. It was awesome. But anyway, we'll get back. Big Worm, he came by the clinic. So we bought some ads for the Mississippi State Review, the baseball review that they do every year.
Yeah.
They sell like 30,000 copies of this.
Yeah.
So we bought an ad in it. Want to be seen, you know, get our name out.
Yeah.
So I know without a doubt that he would come talk to you about his, you know, ministry, jail ministry, preaching.
Yeah. Dude, Lost and found.
Yeah,
everything.
Dude, yes. He'll be up here preaching.
Yeah.
That's fine, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Well, we want to know because, you know, a lot of people, like I said, they question because of his past, you know, and they're like,
man, look.
No, it's not. It's just for show or whatever.
He was wild. I ain't going to lie to man. I seen him hit a dude one time in the club.
Big Worm's got some heavy hands, man. He's got some heavy hands.
That's what we want to.
You know, I saw him.
See it.
I saw him on the internet not long ago.
He's still fighting a little bit, ain't he?
Yeah, well, he hadn't fought in a little while, but he did have a couple fights. I don't know, about 5 months ago?
Man, when he was young.
Oh, yeah.
When he was, I want to say 20.
I remember him at the Trotter. I remember him fighting at the Trotter or something.
He ain't won many professional fights, but when he was in his first starting off and his amateur stuff.
Yeah.
Man, he couldn't touch
him. He was on the internet as the biggest pro boxer. I think he had his pro card. I think he did.
Yeah, he's a pro now.
Yeah, he is pro. Yeah. So they were comparing him to Butterbean.
Yeah.
And that he was outweighed him, you know, but he looked better.
Yeah.
Than Butterbean did, but he outweighed him.
I would like to see them two fight each other. Dude,
right? They kill each other. But I love Big Wayne.
I remember when he fought Deontay Wilder.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Deontay Wilder just handed it to him, man. I hate to say it, but he did.
But talking about people's past.
But he took it. He took it like a man.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Dude. But, you know, talking about a past, look at all the disciples in the Bible.
Oh, yeah.
Every one of them. You know, they weren't the Pharisees. They weren't the holy people.
They were the people that nobody, that everybody
the murderers,
went down on.
Yeah.
Tax collectors, thief, fishermen.
The
poor people. The people that people didn't like.
Which one turned out that was actually killing Christians?
That was Saul.
And Jesus showed up. Was it Jesus showed up and was like, you're blind? He was blind, yeah, but now you see.
He was killing them, and he was riding down the road, and he came to him in a bright light, and it made him have scales on his eyes. And he spoke to him, too, and he said, you're killing my people. And basically,
that's when he spoke to the donkey, yeah. Right? That's when the donkey spoke to him. Yeah.
And anyway, so he gets scales on his eyes, and 3 days later, he gets off.
Is that donkey talking?
And he changes his name to Paul, and that's where you get the Apostle Paul from.
Apostle Paul.
And he's literally, besides like Peter, he's one of the most, you know, the biggest influencers of those days.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yep. And he was one of the worst men there were. I mean, he murdered Christians.
That's what you're stoning the people to death. Yeah, in the streets. If
that's
they were
what
Christian,
you base your business.
Beat them to death. Yep.
You base your business all around church and everything.
All around God, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. No church. God.
God.
Yeah. Church. People talk about church. The church is the people.
Yeah.
It's not a building. It's not a building.
It's us sitting right here talking about Jesus, you know?
Yep. When two or more are gathered in my name, there I am. That's what he said.
He's here right now, honey.
So, I mean.
He made us restart, or he didn't make us restart, but we restarted and kept on rolling. Yeah,
you never know. It may have been him.
So, everything that we do there is out of love. You know, I hope that when a patient comes in that they can see that I love and love them as a person.
Yeah.
And I want to help them get better, you know. And I hope that they see Christ's love through me. That's absolutely what we want there. So, you know, zero, I mean, people come in, always want to push buttons sometimes. We haven't had that. I have had that experience before in a clinic, but not at mine. Yeah. But people will come in and test your patients. I mean, but all you got to do is show them love or show them the door. You know, you don't have to tolerate some of it, you know, but just act in love. Let them go if they don't want to be there. But, dude, absolutely. Nothing but Christ-like environment. I mean, there's not going to be a nasty music playing. I'm going to, you know, it's going to spend a lot of time actually caring about the person, trying to get them better. We will play some songs, play music, have a TV on, maybe news, maybe, I don't know,
ball game,
a Western or something. I don't know, whatever. Yeah, absolutely. Sports games. And when baseball comes on.
Yeah, baseball.
When baseball comes on.
You don't got a little NOS on there, do you?
No. We don't listen to a little NOS.
Man, I watched the video. I didn't even watch it. It came up on my news feed when I was just scrolling through. And for some reason, I've been getting a bunch of that kind of stuff here lately. Yeah. I mean, it's real demonic stuff just showing up on my feed. Like, I don't even follow the guy.
Did you see that one? And, what was that, that fest where that portal?
Oh, yeah, down there. And they had that big concert, and they had like 8 pillars of fire, and there's 8 people died down there at that guy's place. And like, it was, they had some guy was recording on their phone, and it was like, it wasn't even music. It was just like the guy was just making vibrations.
Yeah, frequencies.
Like, it was weird, man. It was like,
stuff
like that.
People were getting carried out of death, and the whole thing, like the stage, like
had
a
big
portal.
Eye in there. It was like a portal in the background. It was demonic. It was crazy.
And everybody, all the kids, you know, like he's a, you know, they love that guy or whatever. But
dude, black magic's real.
Yeah,
you know,
real.
I mean, it's demonic. You know, there are things. Yeah. You have to be careful what you're messing with. So, but dude, when baseball comes on, baseball is going to be on in the clinic. You hear me? Especially those afternoon games. I'm not going to miss any more afternoon games.
How's State going to be this year?
They're looking good.
Are they?
Think they're going to go back to Omaha again?
I'd like to see it. I don't know if we have the pitching for it, but I'd like to see it.
You know, we should have had more than just one.
Well, look.
It happens, man.
It happens.
It's baseball.
Right.
It's baseball.
Yeah,
awesome.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's
you never know what could happen on any game.
People get hurt. Yep. You know. Some people
you could just have a bad day, man.
Right. That's what I was about to say. You could be in a slump, dude. It's just not your day. You know.
That's how it's a different beast, man. Baseball is a completely different beast.
So you got that's it. Why they play series and not one game.
It's a mental game.
It is straight competition.
Yeah,
and it's a team thing too. You know, the whole mentality of the team. You're just
if you're not in together, you're gonna be off.
Yeah,
just one person can throw a whole team off. You know,
it ain't like football where you can
I get
just
on my kid all the time. I said, dude, especially a pitcher, man. Pitcher's gotta have a poker face. You can't get shook up.
No,
there.
No.
If somebody shakes you, you turn around, you're upset.
First
person that sees you gets upset. And he goes, "Oh man, he's fixing to start throwing in the dirt. He's gonna start flying them high."
And then from there, it's just
And then everybody starts gets down. You know.
Yeah, I miss them being young, man. I ain't gonna lie.
Dude, I'm excited though. I'm excited for the next step in baseball. I really am. Yeah, I'm ready to see these boys play some.
I am too,
ball.
Man.
Your son is.
Oh yeah, he's
man.
He become a beast. Like, man, remember when he first started couldn't throw from
– dude's grown, too. He's gotten really big.
Remember when he first started – he was his first coach, and he couldn't even throw it. Like,
couldn't even make it to home plate.
It was just throwing
His wrist was flying crazy.
Dude, it was crazy, man. He couldn't throw it at all.
But love of the game and just hard-headedness.
Yeah.
He wants to play.
Oh, yeah.
You can tell. The drive.
Perseverance. You know, he's got it, man.
He loves the game now, man. Like, and he's throwing hard. Like, I've never seen him throw that hard.
He hits good.
He's going to be probably one of their ace pitchers this year, too.
Good.
His control is awesome.
I'm ready to see. You know, I know it's crazy we're not going to play New Hope this year, but I wish they could. I love it when they play each other.
Yeah.
And, you know, because they play with each other almost their entire life.
Yeah.
And it comes to school ball, and then they're split. You know, go to New Hope, go to Caledonia.
Yeah. It was fun last year, man.
Big rivals.
Y'all beat us that last game.
Reed beamed him in the side.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. First game. Just bam.
I was like, that was crazy, man. But nothing but love. They grinned at each other and keep rolling.
Yeah.
Dude, it's a great game.
Yeah. And that's what's good about it, man. You always have friends
that,
you know?
Oh, yeah.
It's because you play with everybody.
You could be on opposite teams. They've been such good friends, man. I don't care if they're on the opposite team for the rest of their life. I hope one day we get a phone call from both of them.
Yeah.
Saying, hey, man, you just went through the draft, you know?
Yeah.
Whatever pick, you know. Dude, I hope they play against each other.
Yeah.
I'd love to see that. That'd be awesome. He'd be awesome if they play with each other.
Yeah, he'd be better.
Get some plane tickets. We'll roll out.
Yeah, I would definitely love that.
That'd be cool.
College, man.
So, speaking of sports, man, sports injuries, dude, at the clinic. I mean, any kind. I love working on kids, you know, return to sports stuff. I love it. So, shoulder injuries, elbows, knees, it doesn't matter. Ankle, got a lot of balance stuff we can work on.
I seen something that he was holding like a
It's a Nordic Track Fusion. It's a cable. It's constant resistance.
Yeah,
you know, and it's not really made to set up poundage and really pull hard.
Yeah,
it's more for reps and toning. Yeah. You know, so you can control it the whole time. If I need to turn it down, I can. You know, I can turn it up and make it a little harder if it needs to be. If it's too easy, but it's more of a controlled movement type thing. I would eventually like to own a Proteus motion. It's a 3D motion machine, but I priced it. I'd have to sell my kidneys, both of them. I don't think
just
that's possible.
Take a trip to China. They'll get it for you.
So it's like $25,000.
How'd you get like the money and everything to get in this?
Well, that's a good question. So small business loan process. There's a place over at Mississippi State that will help you. Show you, kind of walk you through what you need to do to, you know, write your proposal, what your business, have the finances in line, what's everything going to cost, how much money do you expect to bring in, that type of thing. And then you just go up, you know, and put it up and say, and hope they say,
you know, you got to convince them to give you some money.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you got to put up some collateral like anything else, but they of course they look at what you do own and kind of balance it on that and your history and stuff. So, but it's been that too worried me, you know. So, it's all been God, I swear.
Yeah.
Dude, that was the easiest. I had more trouble getting a loan for a house than I did for the business. It was a cakewalk. And I'll give Jay Cand a shout out at Bank First.
Yeah,
dude was phenomenal. He was the loan officer there. So, and then Chip, I forget his last name, over at Mississippi State for helping out. You know, just kind of telling you what they're gonna expect out of getting the loan. That's pretty good, and it's free. That part's free at State.
Really?
Yeah, man.
That's nice.
Yeah, it's awesome. Yeah. And all they want you to do is, hey, give us, you know, if we help you with this, let us know. They want you to follow up with them.
Yeah.
Let us know if you got the loan. Let us know if you start your business, you know, and give us a review. And that's it. That's it. So it's like a grant type thing. I'm going to
come check it out
thing.
Sometime.
Yeah, man. Come by the clinic, dude. It's cool. I'm very
How's yours very compared to the orthopedic?
So, size-wise, I mean, it's just big enough for me to work with. You know, I could put two people in there at one time easily. But I have the experience, plenty of equipment that you're going to need to do therapy. You're going to get one-on-one treatment. You're going to know your therapist every time.
Yeah,
you're not going to show up and go, John's working with you today.
Yeah, that's what happened to me. I had this one guy working, and one time this other guy, he didn't even know me. He's just like, dude, he's exercising. Yeah, I'm like, today. Hey, man, you don't even know where I was at, like, you know, 2 days ago.
Well, I mean, you can read charts, but knowing the person and building the relationship is majority of it.
Yeah.
Knowing their pain tolerance, knowing what they can do, what you've just come from doing, you know, that kind of thing. So, so showing up and having that same dude that's been working with you the whole time, That's emotion. I mean, as a person.
Well, yeah, you don't have to explain yourself all over again to somebody else.
Right. What are you doing? Why are you doing that different? You know,
kind of like always going to your same dentist. You know, I mean, the same guy always working on you.
Yeah, well, that's me. Like, I go to Dr. Britt over there at East Family.
Yeah,
practice.
Jeffrey Britt. He's good.
Me and him are pretty tight. He's been popping my back for.
Yeah, man.
Like every about twice a month. I had a. From about my mid back down, I have arthritis real bad in it from just playing football, and it made a lot of scar tissue up in there. And it was basically just one solid piece. And he got it loose for me. And ever since then, I started losing a lot of weight, you know, getting back healthy again. And I don't hurt near as bad as what I did.
Yeah.
I was where I can barely move, man. And just, I don't have hardly any pain now.
Yeah. I like Jeffrey, man. He's cool. He's a nurse practitioner, too. You know that. I mean, so he can treat you on both sides.
Oh, yeah.
Give you a shot. For your sinus infection or
give
you some meds or
hey, when I go in there, I pay, you know, 50, I think it's $55 a visit. I don't even use my insurance or anything. Yeah. I just go in there and I may be getting my back popped and I'll ask him about anything else and he'll diagnose you or whatever, man. Yeah. He's real personal with it, you know.
And that's what Columbus needs, man.
Oh, yeah.
They need a lot of doctors that care and want you to get better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Columbus needs a lot, but they are. There's a lot of good things going on right now, and then there's the shooting.
The bad covers it up. Yeah,
well, no, sure. See, I've been seeing good coming out of that because I've been seeing the community starting to come together because they're just tired of seeing their kids getting in trouble all the time. Man. And I've been seeing the parents starting to step up a little bit.
I'm gonna tell you what we need, and it all goes back to God. But until people start actually. Filling the churches back up on Sunday.
Yeah.
And it's not going to get better.
No. We've got to change. There more. It is. It's a sin thing. It's a heart thing. Yeah. That's correct.
I have trouble going to church most time, but I always read my Bible and I've always listened to my Bible, you know, so it's kind of a, I don't say it's a different situation, but I mean, I'm sitting here, like I said, talking to y'all about Jesus, but I may not be at church on Sunday, but I know where I am with him.
I'll tell you this, that's good. That's good. But it does something for you to be around like-minded people.
Yeah, you have a church family.
Yeah. Having a church family.
Yeah. And
you
well, see, I've been
people that'll stick your neck out for you.
Yeah.
That big worm, I'm going to tell you, dude, he just, I love that dude like crazy. Like my Tinley, my baby, my 5-year-old, she loves big worm. That, he calls her my little buddy, you know. And she was at the clinic today, and she had to go give him a hug, you know. And, man, look, talking about and I don't think he'll mind me saying this. He found out that this family needed a bedroom suit. I mean, a living room suit. Mm-hmm. They didn't have any furniture in their house, in there to sit on. Dude, he gave them their stuff. He gave them his living room suit.
Really?
Couch and chair and stuff.
Man. Yeah,
so at Christmas,
at
Christmas, I didn't know this, but I was helping find people that would either donate or give us a break on cost on stuff. We had Giving Hope Sunday. And we gave away a sectional and a love seat, a big sectional and a love seat, and then another couch and a love seat, like a sleeper sofa couch and a love seat, like big stuff. And anyway, Big Worm was a recipient of one of them, and he didn't know that, and I didn't know that, and I was helping get the stuff together, but it was because somebody had found out that he had given his stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's a lot of things, man. You know,
you can tell a person about the fruit of their spirits, man. Oh,
and
man,
that's what I was taught from a young age, and that's how I've always seen it. And that's how you can tell when someone's lying to you or not, too. You know, just by their actions.
Yeah.
Because words are strong.
It's easy to talk a mess when you walk it.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
You got people who talk the talk but don't walk the walk. And then you got people who, because they're too busy talking the talk. But people who walk the walk don't talk the talk because they're too busy walking the walk.
That's right. You don't hear them as much as you see them. Yeah. That's great. But, yeah, look, and two, I'll say this. I grew up in a Baptist church, and we didn't have a lot when I was a kid. You know, my dad's blue collar. He worked for the phone company almost all his life.
Yeah.
You know, my mom, she worked. We had to have two incomes, just like most families now, you know. So, I mean, it was weird when you go in, you had places you'd sit, because that's where you sit. Because you blue collar and you don't have as much money as these people. There were cliques in the church, you know.
Yeah.
There was hardly any clapping. You go up, you sing these monotone. Now, hymns are good. Yeah. I really, if you sat down and read the hymns, the words and stuff to them, but when we did it, it was just
lifeless.
Yeah, that's a great word for it, lifeless. That's absolutely.
Yeah.
But now, at church, dude, there's amens and hallelujahs and thank you, Jesus, and a lot of preaching. I mean, dude, I mean, because it's life-changing. When you find a church that's preaching the word and actually changing lives, it makes a difference to go. So do this. Even though you may have had bad experiences in church, come check it out.
What time does it start?
11 o'clock.
On Sundays? 10
o'clock. Yep, 10 on growth. If you want to come for like a Bible study, growth class is at 10.
Yeah.
11 o'clock is preaching.
I might check it out.
Yeah, dude. Come check it out.
You know, I've been looking for a church family here for a long time.
Man, I'm telling you, it's small enough that you get to know everybody.
Yeah.
Man, you have folks checking on you. I mean, we have a men's group that meets almost every Thursday, and we used to call it, well, I think it's still called What's at Stake, because we would cook out. We'd go find something, you know, cook a burger. Every once in a while, we'd cook steaks. We'd buy steaks from a deal up at Old Hickory and cook them. But did you hear about that guy?
We've known them for a long time. And that's
I've known him my whole life.
Yeah.
So
it's sad.
That's bad. Yeah.
And well, he's in a better place now, I think.
Absolutely. So. Yeah.
Well, he was wild now.
Yeah, no matter.
I think he was saved. I think so. I'm not positive, but I mean,
yeah.
Yeah. We all got a pass, man.
I'm just saying he was wild. Like, I'm telling you what he was. Like, he was wild.
Yeah.
That's something. He could cook a steak, though.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, so stuff like that, man, just doing life with each other instead of just showing up on Sunday and being seen.
Yeah.
We actually help each other out.
Is Corey Hall in there?
Man, yeah, old Corey. He's awesome, dude. He's a youth leader, man.
He had some tough times.
He had a rough pass. He'll tell you in a heartbeat.
Yeah. I remember.
He shared it on Facebook, his mugshot. Yeah. Or not his mugshot, but he's getting arrested. You know, everybody's doing that 10-year challenge.
Yeah.
He showed his. He don't even look the same.
No.
You couldn't. If you looked at him 10 years ago, and what he looks like now, he don't look the same guy, man.
I remember him from that time. Like we went to a bunch of parties and stuff together, and he was there.
Oh yeah. Look, let me tell you something. Talking about, I know God still performs miracles.
Yeah.
His little boy Bryce, John Bryce. I call him Big John, but I think they call him Bryce. but. You know, he was born premature.
Yeah.
Hole in his heart. Wasn't expected to
live.
Dude. They went for a checkup. Well, number one, he lived, you know, and did well. Like, he got to go home earlier than they thought.
Yeah.
Number two, the hole in the heart when he went back for the checkup. It's gone.
Oh, man.
Dude. It'll give you chills, man.
And that usually don't happen.
Prayed and prayed and prayed for that baby. Man, I'm telling you. Prayer works, dude.
Yeah,
I'm telling you, he's listening. I promise you.
Yeah, he does.
And look, Look, the crazy thing is, I was there. He was the night he was born. That his so Brooke lived was staying at an aunt. I think it was our aunt's house, a family member's house on Dowdle Road, right by my house.
Oh, you, yeah, you slice Dowdle. You know Nicole Dempsey.
Mm-mm.
Williamson. I don't. Huh. You know where?
I'm not from Caledonia, but I mean,
the only on Dowdle was. You're talking about over here in Columbus, or no? You're talking about different Dowdle.
I'm talking
different
Dowdle. I'm talking over in New. I mean, in Caledonia.
Different
yeah.
Dowdle.
Oh. Yeah, my bad.
Different one.
But anyway, it. So they called and they were like, "Hey, my blood pressure is a little high." But you know, Amy, my wife, she's a nurse. I mean, Amy, she just got in the bathtub and she was like, "You think you can run over and check your blood pressure?" I said, "Yeah, I'll go check it." Went and checked and it was high.
Yeah.
But then, while I was there, her water broke.
Oh, man.
Dude, I mean, we was about to deliver a baby, you hear me? I was calling Cora's like, man, you better hurry up.
I had a friend of mine that just had a newborn. She ended up being like 3 pounds. She was had to come out because of preeclampsia.
Oh, yeah. That's what Brooke was having, the preeclampsia.
Yeah, it was
high blood pressure.
She was actually supposed to be born like this week, but she was born like 2 months ago. And,
oh, man.
They kept her in there for a while, and she actually just – She's been putting on weight, and everything's fine with her. Yeah. She had a lot of people praying for her, though.
Oh, man. I'm telling you, God's good, dude.
It works.
God's good.
A lot of people don't realize, but it does.
It does.
Man,
absolutely.
I talk to them every night. I've asked for favor for this.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah, I've been to you.
You can't do nothing without him.
If you keep it right.
You know?
Nah, you try to do it on your own. See what happens.
Yeah. Well, you talking about, who was that? Peter that stepped out in the water to walk on the water?
Yeah.
And as soon as he stopped looking at Jesus, he started to sink.
Yeah. Fear took
that's
all.
What you gotta do.
Yeah.
You just can't you gotta keep your eyes on
faith.
Jesus.
Yep. Gotta keep that.
No matter what.
But I'm gonna get back to something else real quick. You're not vaccinated. Make sure everybody knows that.
No, I'm not.
I'm not vaccinated. You're not vaccinated.
Not.
A lot of people got that are concerned. Now let's just that people went and got it because they really were worried.
The fear part, yeah.
The fear part.
Yeah.
And you was talking about earlier before we got destroyed by the devil, that you seen somebody who got COVID, had antibodies.
Right.
And then got the vaccine.
Right. A few months later got vaccinated.
Yeah.
The antibodies are gone.
And then got sick, got COVID again.
Yeah.
And then they wanted to test them for the antibodies, and they did not have antibodies after that. So, I mean, I haven't done any research. I mean, that's just something I've seen, you know, in clinic.
But it sounds like it's just destroying your immune system.
Everything that I've... all right, so I will tell you this. You can go check numbers now.
Yeah.
And it's almost half and half. The people that are hospitalized right now that have COVID, but they're hospitalized for COVID, about half of them have had the vaccine.
Yeah.
And about half of them hadn't.
Yeah.
So, I mean...
It ain't working.
What's it doing?
What's it doing?
Right. So yeah, by the time you've had two injections and two boosters, and you're still talking about having to do this all the time, I mean, I haven't seen. In my eyes, what I've seen is I haven't seen it decrease even the symptoms.
No,
you know what I mean.
It's made them worse on some people.
Remember back whenever the vaccines first started coming out, they were saying that if you had the vaccine, you didn't have to wear a mask anymore. You wouldn't get sick anymore. You wouldn't do anything. And now look at it.
If you go look at England, I think it's England. 4 out of 5 people who are dying from COVID all had the vaccine.
Yeah.
So that ain't it.
Go look at Uganda. See how many people are dying there.
They all vaccinated?
No.
No, they're not. No, that's not in...
Uganda ain't got nobody vaccinated. And they're not dying.
No.
That's like in South Africa right there. And that's where the Omicron came from. And they're just like done with everything.
Well, majority of the population are taking malaria drugs.
Yeah.
And so
it's
very
gotten rid
few
of
them are getting sick.
India is the same way, I believe.
If you look at a lot of the... I'll just say this. It's not coincidence. You look at a lot of the countries that have malaria and that are treated... For malaria,
yeah.
A lot of those places did not have high numbers. I mean, yeah, they had numbers, but they weren't high.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I did my own research on that. I will vouch for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you could check the numbers on CDC.
What? You need to check, like I was telling you earlier, though, you need to check out the universalantidote.com.
Okay.
And it's chlorine dioxide. Aqua Daniel?
You talking about the...
Aquamara?
Yeah, Aquamara.
Mm-hmm. Got a part A, part B. And they're saying it gets rid of everything, even cancer, you know. Right. One guy was telling, he went in that whole interview that I'm telling you, go watch the documentary of it, went overseas, and the people he was getting, he was curing everything with it. He said if he wouldn't have cured one person, the type of environment he was in, that'd have killed him.
Really?
Yeah.
So he
had to get out of there.
Like just a tribal area. Yeah. Like he was a witch doctor coming in.
Yeah, they thought he was, you know, but he was just giving them chlorine dioxide.
How about that?
And, you know, remember when Trump was talking about it earlier, Trump was saying, oh, go get, you know, chlorine, you know.
Hydrochloric.
That's what he was talking about. And, they started saying that he was telling people to drink chlorine.
Yeah.
Bleach.
That's not what he was saying.
It's proven that it helps.
Yeah.
Is it a cure-all? I don't know. But it's proven that it helps.
The thing is, there's other options besides the vaccine.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's other options.
Yeah, but, you had that guy that went in and found the fish tank cleaner that had hydrochloric in it.
Yeah, there's people crazy, though, man.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's...
So let me tell you this, too. Even the ivermectin, if you go to the co-op and you take the dose... For a 2,000-pound horse, you're going
to
get sick.
Yeah, you got to take the dose for the...
You have to measure it per pound, per kilogram of body weight.
When they gave me ivermectin, it was five pills.
Yeah.
I think it was 15 milligrams? Something like... No, it was 15 milligrams total. So 3 times 5, I think it's 3 milligrams a piece, and it was like 100, I think it's a milligram for 10 pounds.
Yeah.
For ivermectin.
I'm not sure what... I'm not sure exactly what it is, but it is measured per body weight.
Yeah.
And look, it price gouging like crazy on that stuff.
Dude,
that
charged me $40-something for that, just that box of it.
That ivermectin?
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you got it for that.
Is that getting worse now?
Oh, yeah. It was $170-something.
What?
Wow.
For 10 pills, yeah.
At the pharmacist. Mm-hmm. Where'd you go?
In town.
Yeah, it's gonna be the same up there.
I'm gonna tell you, it's just price gouging.
Yeah, well, it's just like these
people want it.
Well, just like the COVID, the tests they had. You know, they don't half the time they don't even work, and then heck, they charge you $150 for them.
You know, we're not doing that. We're not doing that. We're taking walk-ins though, and as long as there is a shortage of tests.
Yeah.
For right now, we still have some. So, I mean, we're taking walk-ins, but we don't charge that much.
Joe Rogan does. I just do an antibodies test. Don't do no.
I did an antibodies test. I still have it. A year and
2 weeks later. No, he gives people. And when they, instead of doing a COVID test,
do the antibodies
test. He does the antibodies test.
Yeah, he should. I did the antibodies test when I got sick about a month ago, and I told you I took.
Where can you take an antibodies test at?
Any of your doctors can do it.
Really?
Yeah, it's just a blood test.
I'm going to go check that out.
Yeah, you just ask them to take. You say, hey, I want to check my antibodies. Yeah. Yep. You can come see Alex Grant at Revive Family Medical. He'll check it for you.
How much does it cost to just go in there and get a
job? I'm not positive about that now.
Yeah, I'll take you out.
It'll be your regular, It'll be your regular doctor's visit, though, whatever the copay is.
I still got to do my annual. Mm-hmm. And do my you get insurance covers it and all that stuff. So.
Do you get a wellness visit, one free wellness visit?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying,
come on, check it. Yeah, yeah.
Because it's been a while since I even had anything.
But if you have to... But if you have extra stuff done other than just the wellness, like say you wanted to pay for the antibodies test, I don't know what the PATH group or LabCorp, whoever does, you know, the testing, they'll charge you like whatever it is, you know, between $10 and $30.
Yeah. Well, ain't nothing.
No. I'm going to tell you, dude, for real, it was a little over a year and a week. And I still had good antibodies.
Yeah. When did we have it? It was back in what, August?
July,
August, something like that.
Yeah. That's when Amy had it this past year. Yeah.
How bad did she have it?
Pretty rough. I mean, she was really fatigued. She probably stayed in the bed about a week. All my kids had it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bella's the one that started it. And she's a 16-year-old. She came home, fever, and just slept all day. Mm. The next day, she's fine.
Mm.
But we went and got tested, you know, because she had the fever. That's, you know, went and got tested. The lady that tested her, this was before we opened our clinic, you know, the lady that tested her got sick, tested positive that day.
Yeah.
That Bella tested positive, and it was just kind of went rampant around.
Yeah.
And then we just got everybody tested, and I was like, psh.
Well, that's what it was.
I didn't get it. You know why? Because I still had antibodies.
Well, see, I had never had it.
I'm wondering if that's what's going on with us.
I sleep in the same house, in the same bed, dude. Kiss my wife every day. You hear me?
I mean, I'm not trying to get all the. Yeah, I mean, you get a natural immunity.
I had antibodies from December, you know, January, And come, you know, June, July, she gets sick. You know, I'm sleeping in the same house and got four people in the house with me, close quarters, sleeping in the bed. I mean, my little girl, my 5-year-old, she had it, four at the time. She had it. I didn't get it. So we were quarantine because we got real life going on.
Look, we were at work and I just clocked in and I was fine. I felt fine. I felt kind of funny the night before though. You know, I didn't really. It was so unnoticeable. I didn't even think about it.
Sure.
I got to work and about an hour after I get to work, my mouth started tasting funny. I was like, what is that? I went over there I was smoking at the time. I done quit smoking now and everything ever since this. And
cigarette tastes funny.
Couldn't even taste it.
Really?
And I was like, I go inside the office and I was like, Joe, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but I can't taste anything.
Huh.
And he's like, go home. Go and get the test. And sure enough, I had it. And it was rough.
I was mad at it. I'm like, man, you skipping out of work. Why you go get tested? I was like, now we all ain't got, we can't go to work. And then I had it at the same time. I'm sitting there fussing to him about it. And I was sick as a dog.
See, that's the thing. I don't want to put y'all on the spot,
but how'd your employer do with that? Did he give you some sick time off? Or?
Yeah, they gave us 10 days with payoff at that time.
Man, that's sweet.
Yeah, they work with us.
Not everybody does that.
They will work with us.
All right, I'm going to tell you. Yeah, but that's great. You got
our owner's a big Trump supporter.
Well, I mean, so look at this. There are some large companies that if you don't get vaccinated and then you get sick with COVID, they won't pay you to be off. But if you do get vaccinated, and you get sick with COVID, they'll pay you to be off.
That's against all discrimination.
That should be like a violation of HIPAA laws or something. Like you're not supposed to be able to discuss your.
With that vaccination card, ain't that a violation of HIPAA laws?
No, not really. I mean, you do have a vaccination card that you have to have, for your kids and measles, mumps, rubella.
But I'm talking about having to show up to go eat and stuff.
Yeah, and you can't come in my restaurant unless you got a vaccination card.
Oh, yeah. Well, you can kiss my tail. I can go cook a hamburger at my house.
Yeah, that's right.
You know what that kind of sounds like? You know,
show us your papers.
Yeah, you got a gold star on your shoulder. You ain't allowed to come in here.
Right.
Show us your papers.
Look, you know,
I mean, it's the same idea.
I will say this though. I mean, it's still a free country, and if that's how they want to run their business, let them run their business like that. But I bet you eventually they'll struggle.
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean?
But my thing is, when you got somebody that's trying to force everybody to do it with a mandate.
Yeah. Well, mandate's not a law.
Nope.
No.
And we've seen that. We saw the Supreme Court's, you know.
And I don't date men.
No. So I don't go on mandates.
What about the Supreme Court? You know, they sold us.
It was
they don't
the
have to do it
stuff,
big
yeah.
businesses, you know. Have you seen the Supreme Court ruling yet?
Yeah, if you had over 100 employees.
They're not going to do that.
Right.
Okay. They're saying healthcare workers still got to get the vaccine, and federal workers still got to get the vaccine. So why? You know what I mean? I think something's going to come of that, too. I think eventually
what makes it so special with these guys, but then when you're in the healthcare, I mean, if you're in – Hey, if you're working over here and you get sick, you're going to go into the hospital.
I want to see all of Congress's vaccination cards.
I bet they don't got it. You know how many videos I've seen of them getting the shots?
Well,
and it's like got the cap on the needle, and it's not got nothing in it. And
crazy.
Or they're like just missing the shoulder.
Did you see the girl hit the floor when she got it?
Yeah.
I've seen a lot of people hit the floor after they got it.
Yeah. Anyway, any vaccines puts a stress on your body. I just I choose not to do it. I feel like that's my right.
Yeah, sure.
It's your right. You God given right.
If you choose to get it, I'm not mad at you.
No,
I'm not. There, I actually have a friend that.
But I advise people to go listen to that last podcast. I'm right. With old buddy, you know.
Well, I'll say this. You know, I've got a friend that got it not because he wanted to get it, but because he was going to lose his job.
Yeah.
And he has a child and a wife, and. Right now, it's the only income, you know. So,
yeah, and that's
it's not right.
But I do believe that God will protect him through it.
Yeah.
You know? So, I mean, in situations like that. So,
but at the same time, you should fight it.
You shouldn't have to. You shouldn't have to. You know.
But you should fight it and have your faith in God at the same time. Because my wife fought it and went and got a doctor, filed a religious exemption, got it, and doubled down on it with a doctor.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Medical
result.
That's the thing. You need to find a doctor that's a good person and that will.
Well, understands yeah. what's going on.
Which
in
I
your,
found.
Your,
see, my, your, well, see, my dad had real bad heart problems. Mm-hmm. He had open heart surgery in Dallas. He had strokes. He had aneurysm. He had all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go take it because what happens if it does that to me? You yeah. know, if it triggers
I'll
that.
I'll say sure. Yeah. Well, I mean, that's your choice.
Yeah. I mean, it's take but you can't. Chance. But what if I got forced to do it and it kills me? You know.
Yep. Yeah. My thing is, if it's so far, it's been shown that it doesn't help that much,
yeah,
right?
That's right.
I mean, people are still getting sick yeah. and still spreading it.
I think it's like a 30%,
so now,
something like that.
Well, my thing is, now, if you can still catch it with the vaccine and you still get sick and even die with it, and you can still spread it with or without the vaccine, then it should be my choice whether or not I want to
yeah.
take it or not.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, and I think that,
yeah,
I think that's
it should be
what
a choice.
It should be. Yeah, it should be that.
Yeah.
So, because, look, I mean, if you go to a good physician, that he'll tell you there are allergies to all kinds of vaccinations.
Oh yeah.
I mean, if you've had any kind of reaction to certain vaccines or certain flu shots or anything,
yeah.
he's going to tell you, look, I wouldn't risk that next time. You know, don't take that. You know.
Yeah, a good one will.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah.
If it's somebody that's really taking the Hippocratic Oath and they mean it. And they're really looking to better
what's the
your
best
health.
For you, right?
Yeah, they're not trying to make money.
That's
I mean, of course you're running a business too.
Right,
you are trying to make money, but
they're not trying to
you
keep,
ever notice,
keep you
yeah.
sick to
no,
make
no,
money.
No.
You ever notice when people at first, when people were like coughing and everything, be like, "But I got the vaccine. But I got the vaccine."
Yeah,
you know,
you can't
people,
be COVID.
Like,
yeah.
But people always, you know, telling you, "I got the vaccine," like they were proud of it or something.
Right.
I'm like, why are you? I don't care.
Right.
You know what I mean? Why are you telling me that?
Right. You want me to lick you in the face?
Yeah, but
see if
I think
it
it's because they may have thought, like, they might think they've done something
superhuman.
Wrong, and they want that
oh.
little
oh,
group
sure.
together.
Yeah,
you know
yeah,
what I
yeah.
mean?
Yeah. I'm coughing, but it's okay. I had the vaccine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they don't want to. Let people know, you know, they got to tell everybody, I'm got the vaccine. Like,
yeah,
I don't care.
I really don't care. I really don't care who you vote
yep.
for. Look, if you're just be a decent person, just freaking
yeah.
let's let that, you know, just my thing
show
is
some mutual respect, here.
Right? Right, respect my decision. I respect your decision.
That's just,
let's roll on
that's
with
just
life.
To go away right now because that's not their biggest panic anymore. The biggest panic is the election laws that's going on through the states. So they can't cheat no
so they
more.
Can change. They're trying to get
well,
that
they still
changed.
Got the audits going
have,
on,
what,
too. Well, they're wanting to audit all of it now, just about, because of what they found in Arizona and stuff.
Yeah.
That was wild. I mean, yeah.
No, you know, they found it hasn't even been on the news at all. Like, they had an audit there, and they cheated.
It's probably,
like, yeah. they found out that they cheated in Arizona.
Yep.
And it's not been on the news whatsoever.
I'll say that. I don't know. I think I've.
Well, I mean, on you know, I'm talking
on mainstream,
I'm talking
yeah.
mainstream,
pushed a lot,
like,
yeah, yeah. There's a lot.
Well,
of
you seen CNN? They got like what was it?
640 something thousand viewers.
600 on CNN.
Yeah, they've dropped. I forgot what they
90%.
Yeah, it's something bad.
Like, how are they even on the air anymore? If
yeah,
it was an actual show,
it
would be
bills,
off. You know,
they're funded by the government. You got George Soros back there.
They definitely have him in the back. Yeah, no doubt.
Rockefellers and all them guys.
Oh, you seen their
old money,
their
baby.
Top guys. Heck, they had like two people that's the CEOs or whatever that are getting busted for child pornography and stuff.
Pedophilia. Do you see all
that's
them people
huge.
That's dying of, like, with pedophiles and stuff? Like, in Prince,
that,
was it
no.
Prince Andrew?
Yeah,
he's going
he
to
got
court.
Stripped of everything. He
yeah.
got the Queen stripped him of all his military and stuff and everything over there. He's not even royal anymore.
Yeah.
Wow.
Then you found Maxwell. You remember Maxwell?
Yeah.
You know, she yeah. got found guilty.
Oh, yeah.
I always tell people, I said, I don't think Epstein was the leader. I think she was the leader of the whole thing. I think she was the pimp.
Well, didn't she admit to persuading women into, or
I don't
underage
know.
Women into?
I don't know if she
yeah.
did it or not.
I think
well,
that was part of the trial. I mean,
well, you know, she had her little
thing.
Sub license where she can drive a submarine, and they were going around to all these different, if you actually look down
submarine.
There. And, yeah, she had a submarine. She had a submarine down there, and she drove
what?
That thing.
Yeah,
yeah. Just go
that's
if
wild.
You go and look at it. She's smart.
That's so crazy.
Like intelligent. She's very intelligent. And
can I get a tank license? That's I want a tank.
I do too. That'd be cool.
She had a submarine
but
just taking
is,
kids.
Like all these people that they're like that are almost protecting them, trying to get the narrative away from that.
Right.
A lot of them have islands next to them, next to Epstein. They own those islands down there. You know, a lot of
yeah.
these people own those islands.
Private islands, yeah.
And what they don't realize is that she had a submarine.
That's crazy. So you could pretty much hurt, hide.
I think they all need to be shot. Well, people who hurt kids. You
know, hey, I will say this. you can think of it in a bad way if you want to. If things went back, and I'm not talking about slavery or anything like that, but if we had true punishment again.
Like in 1883, have you seen that yet?
Well, like if you murder somebody. Like,
that's a little rough, but
That dude stole his wallet. He shot him down
the street. Yeah.
Well, no.
That's what I'm talking about.
Like, well, if you murder somebody, your life should be taken too, you know, because you decided to take somebody's life.
Pickpocketer, and they hung him in the street.
Not like that.
I do believe in repentance. I do believe in repentance and all that, but my thing is, all right, so if you are a felon or just committing all these heinous crimes repetitively, you know, if you've been to jail and gotten out and you go back to that lifestyle again and again, there should be an end to that. We shouldn't be housing these people for their life.
They're living there and they're getting meals and they got a room.
Degrees. They get on the internet. They have pen pals. You still have visits of
one guy,
you know,
told me they said he was in jail.
What do you call it when they?
Was it consensual or?
Well, that's, no.
It's with your wife and stuff. Like,
yeah, when you have those visits, you know, where your wife can come over.
Yeah,
and say,
I know what you're saying, but
like you gave that up when you decided to commit that crime.
Yeah,
that's just the way I see it. You made that choice. You should have thought about that before you made the choice. Just like getting somebody pregnant, an abortion, you decided to do it.
Just because
you have a child because of it now doesn't mean it's that child's fault. Right. The child didn't choose to do that.
Right.
You did.
Right.
Now you got to live with that.
Yeah. Now you owe him.
Yeah.
You know, to try to give him the best life. If not, put him up for adoption. Man.
Yeah.
There are people that can't have children that would love to have kids, you know, and raise them right.
Let me ask you this. You miss some of your old patients?
Oh, yeah, man. I've had a couple of old patients call me telling me they're coming to see me.
Really?
But I do miss them, yeah. I love patients, dude.
You get relationships with them.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially if,
you probably get to hear so many different stories.
I've heard some wild stories. I've seen some wild things.
What was that one you telling me one time? You went in there and the candles were melted. It was so hot in the house.
Yeah, I still got a picture of that somewhere.
Really?
Yeah. Dude, it was smoking hot in that house.
And she was like, or was it?
She had a sweater on.
She's cold.
I'm sweating. It's like 105 degrees in this house. No kidding. She had, like, you know, the candle holder on the wall. It has two candles in it. And one of them is completely upside down. It's just melted and just hanging.
It's like my brother. He's the opposite, though. He'll be in there and it's hot as heck in here. And it'll be like 30 degrees and he'll be in a sleeveless shirt. Man, what are you doing, man? It's cold as heck up in here.
I mean, I'm hot natured, but.
Well, I am too, but man. He'll be out there just sweating. He's like, it's hot in here. I think it's just me, though.
Probably needs to come get his blood checked. We can probably check him out and get his hormones checked.
You do miss all your patients, though?
I do. I miss a lot of them. Dude, I've been doing this so long. Let me tell you, you build a relationship. I'm going to tell you how much of a relationship you build. I was a pallbearer in one of them's funeral. How about
what?
That? Yes, sir.
Man.
When you can change somebody's life and provide a service to somebody, you just get to know them, you know, on a personal level. Man, that dude was like a granddaddy to me.
Yeah,
he was awesome.
He probably get some good wise words from
his name was Frank DeShera. Yeah, he was a barber all his life. Dude was hilarious.
Oh, he heard some things too.
He had the best jokes, man.
Yeah,
he had some great jokes.
Yeah, you probably heard some wise wisdom type.
Definitely.
Things.
You'd be surprised. Both black and white people, you know, talking about the morals of how this country is turned.
Yeah.
And loss of love for people.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I think most people see things the way we do. You know, for the most part, they just want to be left alone. They want to have their rights, you know.
Yeah,
and I think we see the media they're projecting a small percentage of the negative stuff all the time.
I agree with that.
And it's really not that bad.
That ain't even how this country is at all.
No.
Like,
no,
that's
no,
just
you
like
go to the middle states. You go, I don't know this. I've heard this, that do you know if California, if you took three cities away from California, it'd be red overnight?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Did you know that?
Yeah, I've heard that.
You know, a lot of agriculture, a lot of cattle farms, a lot of dairy farms. You know, all
actually, my wife is told that because her uncle lives in California, runs a ski resort there.
Okay.
So, and yeah, they've told us that.
New York, same thing.
You know, they're saying Trump actually won California.
Really?
They're saying if it didn't happen, how, you know, the middle at 4 o'clock in the morning where all the votes just went for Biden. You know, he was winning.
I'm gonna say this. Politics. It's dirty on both sides.
Oh yeah, definitely. We know that.
If you could get back to, I think, if there was a,
it just needs to be American.
I think if there was a party, yeah, absolutely. But I think if there was a party, it would be hard to have a third party. But I think if one party, either one, ran just on the good old work for what you know, put your time in, work hard. We don't need handouts. We don't need, you know, if you wanted a leg up, make it like it was supposed to be. Like, welfare and stuff was only supposed to be temporary. Yeah, like 6 months, and then you're off. You know, I understand.
It's a career now.
You know, you're dealt bad hands. I understand that. Life is rough, man. Yeah. I mean, life will kick you in the teeth, for real. So, if you get down, I understand. I really think it's the church's position to do that.
Yeah.
Churches will step up and help you. You know why people don't?
I mean, you know that's why,
because they don't come to church and they don't ask for help. you know what I mean?
But you know they take your exemption away from church, your tax exemption and stuff, if you start talking politics in church.
But you can't. Yeah, but you can't. You can't though.
No.
You can't. It's a freedom of speech. Yeah. You're crossing two lines.
But that's
they ended that. It was Trump ended that.
Yeah, Trump ended that. But that's forever. I mean, that's what I think. That's a lot of what it is.
They took that
away from churches. Were
separation of church and state. But here's what separation of church and state. Right. That's right. So the separation of church and state meant you cannot make somebody be this religion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not that you can't talk about politics while you're at church.
Yeah, I mean, it's
absolutely not.
That should be the main place we're talking about it, because that's where you're supposed to be coming together.
Use your morals, use your Christian background to make a better decision of who you vote for.
I'm voting for the America First policy now. You know, all them Republicans, them new Republicans coming in, they said they're dangerous. That's what all the Democrats.
Yeah, they said they're dangerous.
Yeah, probably because they're going to have your ass hung.
Look, man, I'll say this. There's a lot that needs to change policy-wise, crazy stuff going on. We could sit here and talk all night about the direction our country has gone. But I think racial stuff has been pushed. I think division has been pushed and caused because, man, I grew up in a mostly black town. When I say mostly black, almost 90% black.
Yeah.
Lived there 23 years. Never
had any problems.
Never.
Not until about 2008.
Now, there was a lot of crime after one of the plants shut down.
Yeah.
You know, and some of the jobs had gone out. People were just stealing stuff.
A lot of depression.
And drugs started coming in. And drugs started coming in. And, I mean, that caused issues.
Yeah.
But it wasn't a racial issue. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I don't remember that stuff when I was growing up.
No. You know why?
It wasn't there.
Right. But I 100% believe that.
It wasn't there. It's just like the boogeyman.
It wasn't on TV to be taught you know, in school.
They're trying to teach it in schools and everything.
Man, look, I'm going to tell you this. And I know this just because this is how my life has been. My kids, your kid, will play baseball with white and black kids.
Yeah.
How much do they get along together?
All the time.
Dude, I'm telling you, I'll lay down my life for some of these kids.
Yeah.
Some of my best friends, when I play with them, they're black.
Love them to death. Yeah, it's not.
We would wrestle. We would fight in front of school and wrestle, and we'd be best friends.
Because they haven't been taught it by then. You know what I mean? Yeah. They're not corrupted at all.
Yeah.
They still see people as people.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, I really think we all need to take a lesson from our kids most of the time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And see a person for who they are. I'm going to tell you, black, it doesn't matter what color you are. Don't come with me with a bunch of foolishness. Yeah, I don't give a crap what color you are. You cause some trouble, you're going to know where I stand pretty quick.
Kids' loves are the most innocent of all.
Oh, man.
You know?
So, I think there's a lot of change. You know, our pastor talks about reviving the city. And I really think this city needs a revival. I really think I feel there is tension on both sides right now,
yeah,
race-wise. But, I mean, if we can get in and show each other some love and, yeah, and get back to the bare bones of America and build this thing back like it's supposed to be,
yeah,
get everybody back to work, get all these kids back to school, quit getting worried about getting shot.
Quit worrying about COVID. Just right. Block all that stuff out.
And get back to real world stuff.
Yeah.
You gotta be fishers of men.
Right.
All that's right, I'm gonna conclude everything.
Yeah, man.
So you revive therapy.
Revive physical therapy.
Physical therapy.
On Blue Cut Road. Right next in between it's a brick building there. We got a nice sign, got a little runner on it, you know.
Yeah.
Right there between Bank of Vernon and Brooks Eye Center.
Okay.
Yeah, y'all, I know where you're at.
Yeah.
Y'all check him out and holler at Big Worm for me.
I will.
Yeah, man, we'd love to have him on.
Yeah, absolutely.
Tell him to come on and y'all, and tell him he can contact me at ruthlessedtalk@gmail.com or anybody else out there that's listening and want to come on, or Zoom. You know, I got Zoom, all that stuff. We can do all that over here.
Okay.
Heck, Facebook,
over the thing, we still can Zoom over here. Yeah, you know. And, dude, I appreciate you coming on, man.
Yeah, man, I appreciate you.
Dude, anytime you want to come on, man, let me know.
Sure. Great.
Man, we
may do a little update, you know, a few months down the road.
Yeah, there we go.
See how business is going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, man, I don't know, man.
Baseball kicks in. We have to talk a little bit about baseball.
Oh, yeah. When baseball season's in, that's all we do is talk about it.
We started this, and, man, it's just fun to us, dude.
Oh, yeah.
And then
we ain't gaining nothing out of it.
Well, we're going to start probably – 10 months from now, we're probably going to start running ads on the, you know, radio and everything about Columbus.
Yeah.
You know, podcast, whatever. But,
yeah.
We're just trying to do our part.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
As Columbus, you know, and as the Golden Triangle area, not just here, Starkville, Aberdeen, you know, anybody that wants to come
Golden
on.
Golden Triangle area. Yeah.
But anybody, if you know anybody that wants to come.
Yeah, man.
Talk, well, you know, sure. Women, men, it don't matter to us.
Yeah.
So. Well, anyways, y'all holler at Jim Garrett at Revive
Physical Therapy.
Yeah, man. All right, I appreciate you, man.
All right, dude. Appreciate you.